This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted Podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, the show about the show within the show. As always, you can download this by going to our Permission Granted iTunes feed. When you go there, leave a review and a rating that will help other people find the podcast. You can also find this on the normal DA show iTunes feed. Same thing there. Please leave a rating and a review. And then also, you can find it online, on demand, DA on CBS.com for all of our audio. First things first, the 12 DAs of Christmas. Today is a Tuesday, and we just played number 4. As I expressed pre-show, as I expressed on the show, for chicken pesto, you like that big boy to fall to number 4, I find disheartening, and I have a very good reputation, a historical reputation on understanding where things should fall long-term, long view, macro view, and I am calling this out right now. You like that big boy, not even cracking this year's top 3 will be looked at historically as a huge error.
Well, I guess it's time for me to jump in here, DA, and I have to say, I thought about this because you mentioned this pre-show, and I'm going to say disagree. Because...
How dare you?
I don't want to reveal anything, but let's just say huge freeze will play a part in 12 DAs to come. Because how could he not? We haven't heard from him yet, and he was such a big storyline. And... if Huge Freeze, as we know it, 2 weeks away from banishment, if he doesn't make a big-time rally, which seems improbable, no longer exists on the show, well, then the only thing we'll have to look back on top of the drops and clips, is Huge Freeze was so historic that he existed in a 12 DA that was higher than you like that big boy, and you have played up that we will miss him that much, that how could you not think he belongs that high up? I think you're backing yourself into a hypocritical corner when discussing moments on the show.
I think that Huge is obviously a huge part of our show in 2018. But for as huge as he is, I think his impact has been week to week to week. The elongated saga, not a moment. And I think Chicken Pesto, you like that big boy, is a moment. The reveal, oh my God, the reveal, here she is, Mystery Woman, finally resurfaces.
Okay. You say Huge Freeze is a week to week to week, and we have a big Huge Freeze moment coming up. Well, isn't that kind of like eliminating a good SEC team because they're surrounded by other great SEC teams? You like that big boy is great a moment, as great a team it is. Might be more like a UCF where the strength of schedule hurts its opportunity to move up the charts, and instead we're going to punish a Huge Freeze moment because he had so many? That seems a little outlandish to me, and it seems like a little backwards when you relate the 12 DAs to sports, frankly.
I don't see it.
That was a good comparison, though.
I don't see it just because this moment, this reveal, was a buildup of 6 months. In May, you lost the love of your life. She disappeared in the night. She got onto a train, never to be seen from again, and it was two ships passing. My goodness, that was the love of my life, the light of my life, and she is gone.
Well, let's just say, in case my wife and mother-in-law are listening to this podcast, he's saying figuratively.
Of course. And now here she comes walking back into your life.
And it's a great story.
And it's you're blindfolded and the reveal, and it's a six-month journey to find her. And she has this sultry voice, and she says, you like that big boy? And the whole thing is perfect.
And we are going to have Huge Freeze, who is very memorable and a huge part of the show, but on the show because he's a running bit. How is that going to top this?
I get where you're coming from, and I guess just the 12 DAs are in their own different breed of moment. What you just described, I think, is completely accurate, and that if we had the DA Academy Awards, right, and we did, you know, best storyline for best picture, you like that big boy, that six-month journey, probably wins best picture, and is probably number one in those moments. But in the singular standalone moment, I don't think it's as funny, if you will. I think, you know, that's more of a rom-com. That's not exactly a Will Ferrell hit.
So you're telling me that you like that big boy has a great opening weekend, big box office smash, but not the Oscar winner.
People love it, but ultimately it falls short. Now, saying it falls short, we're going to play 14 moments. You like that big boy in number four is pretty damn good.
It's pretty good.
I mean, think about how much great stuff we've played before you like that big boy. I mean, there's no disrespect here.
I think that you like that big boy would be a number. It was a potential number one, two, or three in other years.
Well, I will also tell you, we haven't discussed this in the 12 DA breakdowns that we've done the last couple of weeks and in discussing not going back and re-listening. There was a point in time, and we might have not done it last year, where the DA show listeners on Facebook had an equal vote combined as everybody on the show. They existed as one vote, where their vote would have tallied total, a cumulative, if you will, an electoral college of listeners. We didn't leave it open to them. So maybe you should ask them when the 12 DAs were over, and maybe they'll agree with you, but maybe they won't.
Okay, that's good. We will unveil a poll at the end of the 12 DAs that asks which DA got most screwed.
Here's what I'm worried
about. Which was the most underranked DA?
I hear this song and dance from you every year, and frankly, I'm tired of it. You don't understand how democracy works on the DA show. You don't. Your name is on it. You got the fancy logo twirling behind you at watchda.com, not watch the body, not watch Mraz, not watch bogus.com. Your show, we get it. But you want to make your 12 list, hand it to us and say, this is the list, guys. When that's not how it works. That's not how we've established this thing. We all vote on it. And you don't get your way, and you pout and you cry, and it's the huff and the puff, and we do it this every year. And I am worried that eventually this is going to continue to the point where you're just going to muscle everybody out and say, nope, here are the candidates, here's my list of 12, this is the way we're playing them. It's a democracy, kiddo. Deal with it.
Oh, no, I got the kiddo.
Now you got the kiddo.
I understand the way that this works. I respect the process.
I don't think you do on either of those accounts.
I respect the process. I respect democracy and the institutions of this country. However, I can also be upset that other people are not viewing it in the same perspective I am. I think my perspective is better.
There it is. And there it is.
I think I'm better suited to be able to say 5 years from now, you watch, you like that big boy, will seem wildly underrated.
It may. It may. But you know what? Then we worry about that in 5 years, and we have the 10-year anniversary show. Maybe that's played over something else. But for the year 2018, living in the moment, everybody having an equal vote, that's not the way that we saw it. And that's it.
That's the way you and I saw it. It's not the way that Bellotti and Bogus saw it.
I found it to be worthy of a top three.
I did too.
So, yes, I also lived it, so I try to space myself. I lived it, like we all didn't live it. I try to space myself from it. But, yes, I mean, they didn't. And I'd have to go back to Kaplan's votes as well. I didn't need Kaplan on the wheel, on the Watch DA. But I have everybody's ballots, and I have no problem leaking them. I'll give them to TMZ if you want, and we'll find out where everybody
stood.
Might have to expose it. You know what? I really have to go back to the bodies thing, because the body didn't think Torg was number one either.
That's
you know
disgrace.
What? That's body thought Huge Freeze was number one, and that's him getting a number one vote, I think, actually is what led to this. You like that big boy sliding to four, and a Huge Freeze maybe sliding to three.
Couple other nuggets on this. Is Jody Mack aware that everybody on our show and all the listeners think that he's dying from the inside?
Look, he was aware earlier in the year when he filled in for you and I was producing, and I tried to be very transparent about it and say, hey, if you'd like to address this, I was worried he was going to get tweets or calls on
his
it.
His Mac attack, his sneezing, the whole thing, that was number five of the 12 days.
Right, number five of the 12 days. And I brought it up to him earlier in the year. He looked at me and made me very uncomfortable about it and said, we're not going to talk about that anymore. So he was aware. I don't know. And I love Joe. And we've been fine since. It wasn't like it's been awkward since. I want to make that clear.
Good for him.
This recent 12 DA rise, that video going everywhere on Facebook and YouTube, I don't know how he hasn't seen it now. So
unless he doesn't have any social media.
Oh, he has Twitter. He lurks.
He has Twitter.
He lurks.
We know because he's read fake Twitter reports on the air.
And, I would assume he's aware.
Well, I'm interested to see the next interaction we have with Jody if he references that everybody on the show and everybody listening is worried about his internal health.
Well, we'll see. I would say this. If he's aware, he's not going to let you know. Or,
okay, let me just also add this to the Jody Mac part.
Oh,
we are the ones that poke a little fun at this. We do really like Jody Mac. He's always been a great coworker to us. But we are the only ones that will kind of call this out and make fun of, like, how are you hocking up a lung on the air as a broadcaster? This is a bad look. For everybody involved.
It is.
And I think once we did it, it led to a lot of people around here that hadn't heard anybody kind of describe it go like, yeah, can you believe this? We've had multiple staffers here, unnamed, come up to us since that 12DA was released and been like, yeah, I work with him and you wouldn't believe this. Yeah, have you heard this? Oh, he did this in June, this, you know, he nearly died in the air. I mean, I think a lot of people have a lot of thoughts about this, but it's been hush-hush.
And we've brought the situation to light. Look, we are like the Brett McMurphy here with with the Ohio State saga. We're bringing a lot of things to light and opening up people's eyes. But, yeah, I mean, I think eventually this gets back to Jody Mac. But it's really, we've addressed it. So it's on Jody to address it. And my guess is he's going to want to keep burying this. So we probably never get a, you know, if you will, statement released from Jody Mac's camp regarding this. But I will say again, last time I saw him, he seemed healthier. Not healthy, healthier. And we actually did question his, you know, actual long-term health.
Yeah.
2019, we are 2 weeks from the corner, and Jody Mac, knock on wood, should be with us for 2019. So that's a good thing.
Okay.
And on that note, I'm going to have to head out.
I just want confirmation. You're going to address the worst segment in show history with Jacob Wilkins, the morning of Christmas, when you're filling in for me.
Clips have already been pulled, Law and Order theme on tap, and he'll have his opportunity to address the jury. And we will discuss openly on the DA show, which you won't be hosting that day, even though you want it to be a tyranny, not a Brandon. What is that, a tyranny?
No, you're right, tyranny.
Oh, I was.
Nice
job. Yes, I had it right. We're going to just discuss whether he thinks he can ever recover and why we should even give him another shot on the DA show again.
And so, if he knows he bombed.
Well, I could do all 3 hours with Jacob, but, you know, we'll do one segment and we'll figure it out.
I'm not necessarily needing Christmas to be here. I've got stuff to do before Christmas, so I'm not wanting it to be here. But I kind of wish Christmas was tomorrow in some ways, just so I can hear you address this with Jacob. I think it's must listen compelling radio.
Well, it will give us a build-up, at least. And we know on the DA show we love a good build-up. So we're going to build it up. I got to make sure my questions are in order. Look, you don't want to be one of these guys that drops one of these debates during the presidential election. You got to make sure you answer all the hard-hitting questions. Or ask them.
It should be noted, I am out Monday and Tuesday for Christmas and Christmas Eve. In fact, I'm out Christmas day after Christmas as well. So I won't be back until Thursday. So are you guys...
I'm out.
You're out all next week.
Oh, I'm filling in for you Christmas. I'm doing Taz and the Moose on the 26th, and then you don't see me till January 2nd.
So what's the PGP situation next week?
Well,
I do one on Thursday?
I will be more than willing to answer a phone call and tape with you.
Oh, well, how nice. I couldn't be on the phone with you. You've got to be on the phone with me.
Or we do a special string together all the 12 DAs version of the PGP.
All right, we'll kick this around. I kind of want instantaneous reaction to you and...
Look, I'm a phone call away, man. That's all it takes. Or I could do it, I guess conceivably I could do it when I leave doing Taz and the Moose Wednesday and call you.
Right.
Whatever works for you, big guy. You let me know what works for you, okay?
Okay, because my name is spinning on that logo behind me.
I'm aware. I'm going to actually put tape over the TV when I filled in for you.
Side B is you breaking down the upcoming wedding with Pete the Body Bilotti right now.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, welcome into Side B of the PGP. This is Mraz hosting Side B of the Permission Granted Podcast for what seems like the first time in a long time. Boy, DA's really been on me about churning these out quickly, and I've had, unfortunately, some other duties locally. But I'm pumped, man. This is like an original Side B back again. Pete the Body Bilotti joining
Hello.
Me here. Hello, Pete.
What's going on?
Sultry voice of Pete the Body Bilotti.
CD 101.9.
So the reason we're doing myself and Pete here on Side B, the PGP, is frankly we are taping this part of this on Monday, December 17th. Why is that date important? Because this is the last time Pete, myself, and DA, heck, Andrew Bogus was in on the morning show, so he wasn't even with us, but we'll be working with each other this calendar year. I will still be with DA for the rest of the week, but Pete, this is your last day off the rest of the week. Why? Your wedding is finally here that we
discussed. That is right. It's here.
Friday night, the big Bilotti wedding, the Holly Jolly Bilotti, which I guess will be the hashtag, right?
That's right. That was my idea.
Holly Jolly Bilotti, a little Christmas-themed wedding. So let's just set the scene. Let's do this as a wedding pregame show here on Side B, the PGP. Your feelings, nervousness, excitement, relief, what are we feeling going into this big day?
Oh, there's no nerves. I'll probably have nerves that day because it's actually occurring, like, in real time, you get those butterflies, and then the adrenaline kicks in, and then you're good. I'll have the nerves up when I walk into the church. Probably not standing up there, but probably walking in the first time. That'll be a little, you'll have your butterflies. But then, other than that, I'll be fine. It's doing it now. Like, I'm at that point where I'm done packing boxes, done doing all that other stuff. Let's get married. It's time to get married.
Let's get married. So Pete's ready to get married. So now the DA show is going to be littered all over this wedding. First and foremost, right off the bat, Pete will be getting married in a church with his lovely bride-to-be, Bridget. Myself will not be there because the church service is at 3 p.m. Eastern on Friday. I don't get to leave work with my other job until 3 p.m. Eastern, and I did not take off because I'm going to be off the entire next week for Christmas.
That's right.
But, Pete, you'll obviously be at the church.
That's right.
And one of the people, and if you've never been to a Catholic mass, you get several readings at a church, if you will, where you select three people typically. Is that how you're going with?
That's right. You usually select, three people.
Three people to read. So you would think Pete would go, maybe a little family, his wife's family, maybe a cousin here, cousin there. But no, we get Andrew Bogus is going to do a reading. So Andrew Bogus, who I told you earlier in this year, if you've listened to 12 DAs, his career sucked. He was going nowhere doing these Delaware Blue Hens games. Well, guess what? He got a good gig.
Well, he's
reading at the Bilotti wedding.
When I heard that, I hired him. Now, in all seriousness, we wanted to do something different. Usually a lot of people pick aunts and uncles to do it. We wanted them to enjoy it a little, relax and not have to worry about that stuff. We wanted to pick, Bridget has a very close friend that's doing one of the readings. I have Bogus doing one of the readings who I consider a very good friend from my job. I wanted someone from the job to, represent the job to do a reading. And then we have my cousin, who's my best man, his wife, going to do a reading as well.
Well, that's very nice. And I have to tell you, Pete, I think I'm close enough with you to tell you this. You are very fortunate. I think we're fortunate in our relationship that I will not be attending the church and actually visually watching you get married. And I'll tell you why. I have a weird problem where anytime I'm in church at one of these ceremonies, it could be a funeral, it could be a wedding, I don't know why, I get the giggles. I'm immature. I get the giggles. And maybe the uncomfortableness of it, it's not my, like, my scene is, give me a Yingling on tap at a sports bar with some kind of game going on and some mozzarella sticks. When you get me in a, very, not to say that I'm not religious, but I'm not overly at church every single week and all of that, I get very I get giggles. And if I see Bogus up there reading, I'm going to laugh. He might laugh. And then the whole wedding could be derailed.
Good thing I'll be getting married and I won't have to think about, him being up there. Like, oh, hey, Bogus is actually up there reading.
Right.
So I don't have to worry about that.
I would laugh. Now, the other thing I'm going to get to about being sprinkled all over, DA, myself, and Bogus will be at a table together. But before the table, as is typical in at least New York, and depending on where you travel throughout the country, everybody's, place of wedding is a little different, but cocktail hours are very to the extreme, particularly on Long Island and throughout New York City.
Yeah, nowhere else.
Yeah, every time I travel out of state for a wedding, and I've been to them in Florida, in Georgia, whatever, you go to weddings, and they're all good times in their own way, but there's something extravagant about a New York wedding. And cocktail hours really are where you stuff your fat face. There is like, it's almost like going into a food carnival of the high-end variety. Is that the best way to put it?
That's the perfect way to put it. It's really the best of the best. You're seeing the cream of the crop. You come hungry to a wedding in New York. Now, if you go outside of New York and you are used to that from New York, you're not getting that. You're getting crackers and jam. You're getting
crackers, and everybody puts down the drinks. Right. And you're going to still put down the drinks at cocktail hour, but there's different stations, I think is the best way to put it.
Correct.
Where you have different types of food, and when you're picking out your wedding, you kind of select, I want this, I want this, I want this. So I thought it'd be a good idea, Pete. Let's rattle off some of the stations here, and let's think about the damage I'm going to do at cocktail hour.
Well, we start with the macaroni and cheese station, which I think is going to be one of my favorites.
Okay.
All sorts of macaroni and cheese from all different areas. There's a Mexican macaroni and cheese, regular macaroni and cheese, I think a French macaroni and cheese.
How do you make a French macaroni and cheese?
I'm not sure.
Fries in it, put toast in it?
It tastes good. I know that. I tried it in a tasting. But so we have macaroni and cheese. Then we'll have an Asian station that features...
You're the guy, the waiter reading the menu right now as you sit down for specials.
I'm practicing for another job. But the Asian station will have some hibachi and some General Tso's chicken.
Okay, so the guy would be walking it up there.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got?
We have a Southwestern station with fajitas and with a pulled pork brisket.
Oh, let me tell you something. I hope that venue has 2-ply if I'm eating pulled pork brisket before we even get into the reception.
Well, if there's no 2-ply, there's at least a couple extra rolls.
That's going to be a panic situation if I have the pulled pork brisket. But carry
then
on.
Then you have some pasta station with a little broccoli raw fusilli type thing. We have the carving station, a little turkey, a little corned beef, a little off of the Bridges Heritage.
A little Irish theme with corned beef?
That's right.
A cured meat at Pete's wedding.
And then we have a Greek station. I have no idea what they are because I'm not into Greek food.
You probably have some kind of skewers or something like that.
I forgot what it was. It's something.
Some tzatziki sauce?
Everybody agreed to it, and they love it. So
I like Greek food.
Yeah.
So just to capitalize, that means I'm going to stand there taking multiple plates, and you kind of go and we made the joke about DA's wedding, going around the world at the pasta bar. Well, now we're having a macaroni and cheese, pasta, Greek station, Southwestern station, carving boards. I mean, you name it. And think about how fat you can really get in 1 hour.
That's right.
And on top of all the drinking you're going to do. And then you get in and you have whatever, the chicken and the steak.
And you're dancing.
And you're dancing. But, yeah, these weddings are extravagant. And you really got to, you give it a gift. You get your money's worth on your end as a guest.
Well, yeah, I feel that way. Like, if you're gonna ask people to a wedding, you know, you want to make it the best for them. You don't want to give them a good experience, a good place that's reputable, that people have gone to and have enjoyed. And I think that's what we're doing.
All right. You obviously have a million things to worry about. You're getting married, for crying out loud.
Yes.
Okay. Are you nervous that anybody from the DA show is going to embarrass themselves or you at this wedding?
I'm not worried about that.
No,
I'm not worried about that. I can't control people, and I'm not going to. I would not want to do that.
Is there anything you want to warn myself, DA, or Bogus not to do at this wedding?
No.
Because, a lot of us really haven't met most of your family, Bridget's family.
Look, I mean, you're going to be around colleagues from work anyway, so I would think it's up to you guys to police your own self. You know,
a scary scene.
But you know,
so all bets are basically just do whatever we can, have a good time.
We want you to enjoy yourself. That's the bottom line. So Friday night's right before the holiday. Consider it also like a holiday party too. It's a way to just relax, have a good time,
blow some steam,
dance a little bit. You know, I want you guys just to have a good time. Same with Bridget. Bridget's the same way.
Well, Pete, it has been a pleasure of a year working with you. Another year in the books. And what a great way to cap off the year than to be at your wedding.
Yeah, it's going to be. Look, I'm looking forward to having everyone there. And it's really just a unique feeling to have everybody you know in a room. And they're all just celebrating you. I'm not like someone to pat myself on the back, but it's a surreal feeling.
Well, it's going to be a surreal feeling when I bury my face in a Greek station and have a Holly Jolly Bilotti.
I want pictures and hashtag it.
There will hashtag Holly Jolly Bilotti. So, you know, if you follow DA on Instagram, Damon Amendo, you can follow me on Instagram at MirazCBS. I am sure whether it's on our Instagram stories or whether there will be pictures to come, you'll get some Holly Jolly Bilotti pics this Friday night from the Pete Bilotti extravaganza. Pete, Have a great week and good luck with the rest of the wedding planning.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing everybody.
That'll do it for the Permission Granted podcast. Enjoy your weekend, everybody, and have a holly jolly full on.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.